ghouls. Son of a bitch. What are we talking about now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What
are we? Green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
Welcome to Area 215. This is Sam Hot Vodka.
This is Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher. We really do. That was such a, like, professional
little
start.
Yeah.
Usually we sound like big dummies. That was good.
We are big dummies. What's up, hoes?
Hey, world.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's been so long, but it hasn't, but it also has.
Oh, we're Area 215. We talk about stupid paranormal things and drink about it. I don't know. We make cocktails and they're cool. And then we talk about things that are fun.
Yeah, that is exactly what we do. We have another little guest today.
Who may or may not be speaking. Very tiny guest. Very, very small guest.
I mean, yeah, it fits in with the theme of what today is. They don't know. They don't know what
Oh, you don't know what this is about?
I don't.
Oh, man.
So, let's drink the cocktail first.
Do you want to talk about our guests for a second? We got Chelsea here. They're Patreon supporters, so they're here and we're hanging out, and they're going to talk sometimes in the corner. Oh, wait.
Ooh, that worked.
It worked?
Yeah. The drink that I made, had fucked something up and then was, like, worried that it wasn't going to taste good.
What does that taste like?
I don't know.
Everything tastes like everything else.
Yeah. It has a nice little pretty rim to it. You know. Blech. What was that?
Me tasting it.
Oh. Chelsea, what do you think? Do you like it?
I do.
That's really
like
good.
Adult Sprite.
Yeah.
It does taste like if you tried to make your own Sprite.
You're using all the right words today. Sprite.
Yeah, you have a great call sensory...
The wee folk.
A lexicon of like sensory of definitions.
So, you can get the recipe for this cocktail on our Patreon. The only thing I will say is that it has absinthe and gin in it.
This has absinthe in it?
Yeah, it's an absinthe rinse. It's an absinthe rinse.
Yeah. And there's glitter. You're telling there's glitter.
Well, the color was ugly, so I made it prettier with glitter. But, yeah, so...
Today.
Basically, we're here to talk about fairies.
Big subject.
Big, yeah, dude, this
was
so...
With the pictures.
This was so overwhelming, but, yeah, so,
I feel like every time... Sam does one. It's like, you know what I'm gonna do? The largest topic I can think of, and I'm like, have fun with that, friend. Like,
I almost didn't finish it. I almost like contracted you to do it with me because I was like, I don't know.
Well, I guess we should say there will be an extension of this episode, much like all our other large name topics. We almost always have to go deeper. So,
yeah, this is as much information as I could get without it being like too much. I think we're probably going to attach a bonus episode, maybe explaining a little bit more of what we're talking about or some of the things that we're going to be talking about. But yeah. So what do you know about fairies and what do you think they look like?
So like, yeah, I'm really glad you do. Sam asked me this question yesterday and I definitely had to explain too much. It was like, wow, I'm neurodivergent. I now think of, like, very scary, creepy, terrifying, Grimm's fairy tale versions of, like, Tinkerbell.
Cool.
But that's only because somebody one time was like, fairies don't look like Tinkerbell. So, yeah, for a really long time, I literally just thought they all looked like Tinkerbell.
What do you think they look like?
Kind of like those things underground in Harry Potter in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, I have no idea what they look like, but I believe
scary,
you. Okay, yeah, that's it. It's like fucking freaky teeth.
Yeah.
It's like the big thing.
Yeah, tooth fairy.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys didn't answer the way that I thought you were going to, so take all that Disney whitewash bullshit and forget about it, because I'm just going to say it.
I said
still.
Tinkle Bell.
No, Tinkle Bell. Yeah, Tinkle you did. Bell. So basically, the Fae have been around for centuries, and in almost every... What was that?
It was a flower.
Wow. And in almost every culture... You know, like Ireland, Australia, Egypt, Japan, they all have their own version of what a fairy is. And all different interpretation and look. But almost every single version of a fairy has a couple similar concepts. Like that they exist in between worlds. They tend to embody nature or other unexplainable phenomena. A lot of like common themes of animism.
Okay.
They can possess a range of supernatural powers, and their demeanor is just as unpredictable as ours is.
Yeah. I do. It's chaos feelings with fairies. Throughout, even, like, the nicer versions of them. So, yeah, it makes sense that that's, like, a persistent theme.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I said when we were talking the other day, I dropped it to somebody that we were going to do fairies, and they're like, which ones?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of the point. It's big. So I'm glad, like, it's kind of cool that there are longstanding similarities between different cultures.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it makes some of it a little bit easier to find, but honestly, like, you know, we can go on for days talking about fairies. Like, so I tried to do as much as I could. Tiny.
Cool, because I got work tomorrow, so.
Fairy lore is super complicated and in-depth, and, you know, like I said, I'm not going to be able to talk about all of it. With these broad topics, like, it's kind of hard. So I know for a fact I'm just scratching the surface of what this is, and I know that there's probably people at home that know a fuck ton more than I do, so good for fucking you, because this research was overwhelming. I'm not going to touch everything, meaning fairy, not, I mean, I'll touch.
Touch me.
Touch.
Touch me.
But whatever, we're fucking here, so let's do this. So, some of the reason why fairy lore is a little complicated is because the Romans, but mainly Christianity, began to spread, you know, Christianity began to spread during the Roman occupation of, like, different regions.
So weird that they fucked it up also.
Right?
It's almost like their thing.
So basically that means all of the deities and nature spirits that existed in these pagan religions were stripped from their god rank and instead reduced to fairies. And in usual Christian fashion, they began to demonize fairies, saying that they were serving Daddy Devil.
Papa.
And turning these once powerful and almighty gods and goddesses and deities into demons. So, you know.
And, like, making them physically smaller.
Yeah. Well,
like, not just, like, metaphorically stripping them of god status. Have they always been that little?
No. That's actually something, a concept that gets brought up a whole lot later.
Okay.
So this is still kind of, like, early. Like, I start basically early into kind of modern.
Okay,
if that
cool.
makes sense.
We're going timeline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So something else that kind of makes the Fae a little bit more confusing is the amount of creatures that are considered to be part of the Fae. Elves, nymphs, satyrs, valkyries, trolls, goblins, they're all part of the Fae, which makes it fucking hard.
It is weird. I think the first time I heard, I think it was probably goblins, when people were like, yeah, goblins are fairies. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, they're their own thing.
No, but I mean,
it does make sense, because if they're all stripped and then squished into one group, it makes it easier to be like, ignore those guys.
Yeah. So it seems that, weirdly, I don't know, this is something I noticed, like, anything that resembles a human form can be considered a fairy. All ranging from supernatural beauty to weird and deformed, like, trolls and shit. This might be because all the stories are told by humans. This is just something I noticed.
Right.
Like, why they resemble kind of, like, they have humanistic features most of the times. At least I think.
To be part of the Fae as opposed to, like, monsters.
Yeah.
It's like, if you look like, if you have human features, yeah, sure, you can be part of the Fae realm.
That's okay. Kind of, like, what I don't know. That was just something I threw in because I thought it was kind of weird. So, assuming that you guys know types of fairies, I'm not going to get into all of the types of fairies, like I said, but I wanted to briefly get into some of the Celtic Fae, because some of them are super weird and super cool, and I'd never fucking heard about them before. So, most of the information that we have of Irish Fae comes from the 19th century poet Williams Butler Yeats.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeats. Yeah, there you go.
Is it Yeats or Yates?
Maybe Yates. Okay. So I did look up.
I don't know who that is, but I'm just.
Just in case he gets mad.
Yeah, I don't want him to, like, come for us or anything.
Maybe
I do. What did he write?
I did look up name pronunciation yesterday, and I meant to do it again before we started. So there are some weird things that I might fuck up names, so I'm sorry, but whatever. So he wrote The Celtic Twilight and co-wrote Fairies and Folk Tales of Irish Peasantry.
Like, I know you're not talking about Twilight.
Yeah.
But that is totally how I just processed that.
Yeah.
Vampiric Irish Twilight.
Yeah, werewolf porn.
Yeah, yeah. Ew.
You know, I'm over here like, fucking, okay.
Yeats divides the Fae into two broad categories. The trooping fairies, aka social fairies.
Okay.
And solitary fairies. Trooping fairies live in a clan and are usually ruled by a king or a queen or both.
Is it really called a troop of fairies?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Yeah. They are often seen feasting and all around just partying and fucking taking their tits out, shit like that. Examples are Merrows, which are Irish mermaids, which we had already talked about, and the Too Hot D Tannin, who live in the Shi, which is the fairy mound.
Okay.
The Too Hot D Tannin were originally gods, so, you know, that...
Like their own individual gods.
Yeah, like, okay. So, like, in... Right, like the regular like pagan mythology, like that was like part of some of their lore.
And now they're just like hanging out on a mound, butts out.
Not on, under.
Under a mound.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they do need some semblance of privacy, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're just getting fucked up and hanging out because they were like, you can't go to work anymore?
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, fuck it, dude, I'm gonna fucking get drunk. Oh wait, where's this? Speaking of drunk, what am I drinking? I want a little sip.
I don't know, man.
I forgot what I'm sharing.
I'm going to keep drinking that. It's both good.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Solitary fairies are basically just that. They keep to themselves, you know. Examples of those types of fairies are the Banshee.
Right.
Leprechaun, Pooka, whatever. So, like, any two good groups. This part was weird. I don't know. I felt like it needed to be in here because it was weird.
Okay.
With any two good groups, you have to be able to tell them apart, right?
Right.
So, like, how can we tell these things apart other than the fact that they all might not be, you know, one person might be alone and the other person's with a bunch of people.
Okay.
So.
How do we do that, Sam?
You can tell them apart by their jackets that they wear.
Really thought you were going to say genitals.
I know. And I don't know, dude.
I don't know why I thought that's where this was going.
Yeah, dude, you can tell them apart by their junk. But, like, jackets. So I would assume that also means, like, tunics and, like, cloaks, because I thought it was weird that it was jackets.
Does that mean you're born with jackets?
I guess so. Like, you just, like, come out the womb wearing either a green or a red jacket, and that's how you can be told.
What if... What... Can you infiltrate other fairy groups with... you just put on a different color jacket? You, like, knock out a different fairy, take their jacket, and you're like, I'm now a red guy?
I don't know.
Cone stud versus a pyramid stud.
It honestly does.
So social fairies were green, and solitary fairies were red, but sometimes they were brown and gray.
But I thought leprechauns were solitary.
Stick to the jackets.
But leprechauns... I've seen leprechauns in many colored jackets! Alright,
I know.
It seems so arbitrary, but that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. The jacket thing was just is kind of dumb and didn't really make a lot of sense, but I thought it was kind of cute. And
it
yeah.
It seems like one guy's grandma was like, that's how you distinguish fairies. And he's like, okay, I guess I'm going to tell the world.
Making jackets.
Huh?
Their grandmas are making their
jackets. Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of cute.
This is all jacket politics, guys. So, like, but that's, like, the whole thing. And also, like, it's not even... With some of the research that I found later, it doesn't even fully make sense. So, but okay. I just wanted to throw that little thing in there.
It is fun. Sometimes you just stumble upon a thing and you're like, I guess we're talking fashion now.
Yeah, dude. So, types of Celtic fairies. We all know the Banshee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But they're
that
a fairy.
Good. But imagine me with a belly. I mean, I have a belly, but...
Wait,
a belly.
Why do banshees have bellies?
I just always imagine banshees to have, like, the little paunch.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe that's a thing I made up in my head, but...
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, like a little pot belly.
So, banshee means woman of the fairy mound. Ban being... Ban or... There's another, like, spelling of it. It's bean, which I thought was funny. Sick. But, ban meaning woman and she meaning the fairy mound... Just in case you guys didn't know what a banshee is, a banshee is a creature who is usually tied to a person or a family and foretells when death is near. She's an attending fairy, which means like a household fairy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's tied to like a specific family. So like, let's say like...
I've totally read like attending something, noun, and... Not really ever put that together. But yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So, like, let's say, like, you're off you know, fight in war.
Probably
or,
a war, right? Yeah. I'm pretty strong, so.
Yeah, yeah. You're off of war, but we live together. And, like, we have our own banshee. And, like, if the banshee starts wailing and, like, I'm good, like, there's the chance that death might be coming to you, dude.
Right, right.
So they're harbingers of death. So later in Irish and Scottish Gaelic lore, the banshee became a spirit or a wraith and, like, stopped being a fairy. She doesn't cause the death of a person, but forewarns that death of a loved one is coming or death is just coming. And she does this by wailing or keeling, which keeling is a traditional practice of mourning. I think there's still people that do it today, but it's that, like screeching.
Oh, okay.
Her description varies from young and fair to hag-like, but she almost always has long hair and bloodshot eyes, and apparently wears green. So there goes that whole fucking jackets thing just out of the window.
Well, I mean, I understand why her eyes are bloodshot. She's, like, screaming, like, a lot.
And crying.
Yeah.
Most of us knew banshees, but did you know that she sometimes has a friend?
No. Maybe. Yes, I think. What?
So this is one I might have the pronunciation wrong, but it's Dullahan, which is a headless coachman who drives a black coach. Sometimes the horses are also headless. And when the Dullahan is accompanied by the banshee, sometimes she's headless. So nobody knows where the fuck they're going.
Yeah, we talked about these two in a different episode. I don't remember which episode.
Did we?
But
damn.
I didn't use that name.
Okay.
It's the idea of, like, a headless guy driving a carriage on a horse or whatever. Like, sometimes he's on a horse, sometimes he's a carriage. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But I did know they were coupled together. I didn't know that was what they were called.
I didn't know that they were coupled together, so I'm sorry if I wasn't paying attention whenever that happened.
I don't know. Now I'm just thinking of a chain restaurant called Houlihan's, because that's what that sounds like to me. So, you know, we all... Brains go on tangents. But yeah. All right. So we got the Dullahan and the banshee.
So the coach is said to hold a coffin. And with the banshee's wails, it's almost like a death march. Mm-hmm. It's what it's been called. So if one were to open their door when the Dullahan comes out, the person might have blood thrown on them, marking them for death. This guy also
what
likes
kind
to,
of blood.
Like, I didn't say. It could literally be like.
What if it was the relative's blood? Like, they're like, Danny died. Bah! Yeah. Like,
I hope so. I feel like that's, like, a better way of warning about death. But, like, this guy isn't...
They don't say who it is. You just have to figure it out.
Yeah, like, whose blood is this?
Yeah.
So this guy also likes to have a fun time because he sometimes, he doesn't have a head, but I guess he does sometimes, and he likes to take it off and throw it at people.
Cool.
He's also been told that... it's also been said that he whips people's eyes out.
Just out of their head?
Yeah, with, like, whoosh, and, like, it can, like, whip their eyeballs out.
That is accuracy for a guy who has no depth perception. Yeah, I know this, like, he has no fucking head.
So the other fun thing is the Dullahan is said to be a goblin, which is still a fairy.
Oh, boy.
These last two I'd never heard of before, and I really liked the one. So this first one is the Babonshee, and then the second one is the Bannai. The Babonshee is a Scottish version of a vampire succubus.
Cool.
So, found in Scottish Gaelic oral tradition, those who take her embrace would have the blood sucked from their body.
I'm sorry, I should not be the one that's allowed to make commentary, because you say things like the word oral, and I stop listening and just try not to go...
Ew, like, stop!
There's been like four times I've held back. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that sentence?
No, I'm not. We're fucking going on. Because you're talking about sucking peen.
It doesn't have to be. Whatever.
The noise you made was very clearly choking on peen.
It could have been a dildo.
Yeah, it's true. All right, whatever. Goodbye.
I'm just saying.
All right.
My brain's... places. All right. What? Please, can you tell me what you just said?
I just said that, like, she sucks the blood out of people's bodies if you touch her, or, like, with her embrace. So, whoa. Like, she hugs you. She, like,
through, like, osmosis.
I would assume with her mouth.
That's crazy. Okay.
She's a vampire.
Well, yeah, but I didn't expect her to suck it, like, out through, like, her bods. I thought.
No, I guess it's just like if you get caught in her embrace, oh, she'll suck the blood out of your
gotcha.
Body.
Okay. That's way different than what I thought.
I mean, we could just picture her being, like, an Iron Maiden.
Don't look at me like I'm an idiot.
Just covered in, like, octopus tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of what I was thinking.
We could definitely look at it like she's an Iron Maiden, and every time you touch her, she's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I like that.
So then we have, this is the one that I was like, this is cool. The Ben Nye, which has a couple different translations, but it's basically the washerwoman. So she's kind of like a banshee, like another harbinger of death. But her story is kind of sad and a little weird. She's said to have webbed feet, one long protruding tooth, died during childbirth, and is found in lakes and streams washing the bloodstained clothing of the person who is supposed to die. It's better to see her before she sees you, but if you do see her, you have to approach her. Like, I think it might be like some sort of trance type thing.
Okay.
The best way to approach her is to sneak up and grab her titty and suck on it.
Sick.
And when I first read that, I was like, how?
That's wild.
How do you sneak up on somebody and suck her boobies? Like, I just...
You gotta have a really flexible neck.
Yeah, well... But then I ended up finding a little bit more into that. She's said to have really long, saggy breasts that she flips over her shoulder.
Ooh, okay. Like,
she flips them over her shoulder when she's washing to get them out of the way. So
is this
you
what
can.
That song's about?
Oh, yeah. Do your tits hang low?
Yeah. Holy shit. She just slaps them over her shoulder. Goes to work on a washing board. It's easy to sneak up on them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because at first, I was like...
She's distracted.
Yeah, she's busy. Because at first, I was like, how the fuck do you just sneak up and suck on somebody's boob? Honestly, the first information I found about it, I was like, this was written by a man.
Well, yeah.
You have to suck her booby in order to get away from death?
I think just... as I was trying to comprehend what you said she looked like... You then whipped out the titty, and now I'm just, like, floored. I don't even know how to respond. She's got one tooth and webbed feet and long, saggy titties.
Sometimes she has, like, one nostril, like said, too, which I was like, does she have a nose?
Just a hole in her face?
Yeah, like, I was a little confused about that, but... So, if you suckle on the long booby, you're her kid now.
Well, yeah.
She becomes your foster mom. To replace the child that she lost,
that documentary.
Which is why I thought that was
sad. Just is like, you're mine now, no matter what your age is.
Yeah.
I just thought of Barbarian, the movie.
So yeah, that's your mom, guy. So then also, if the clothes that she's washing are your clothes, you, after sucking her boob and she adopted you.
You gotta put them on, probably, right?
Yeah.
She goes, you're a little baby,
squeeze me with your cheekies.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't there. I haven't been there yet.
This is so. I'm sorry. Where are the Ben Nye from? It's just one person, I guess. But where are they from?
The Ben Nye is, I think, Scottish.
Okay.
I think all
you
around.
You said the last one was Scottish and didn't say it, so I assume it's kind of what I was assuming.
I think
that's
it's
weird. You're weird in Scotland.
Yeah, well, I think it's, like, Celtic region, so, like, Now I think is Scotland, where before it was, like, here's the gigantic Celtic region.
All right, but we're still talking about Celtic stuff, okay.
If the clothes that she's washing are yours after she makes you put them on and squeezes your cheeks and all the shit, I don't know. I don't know if she actually does that, but maybe. If the clothes that she's washing are yours, you're spared from death now, and after, like, she adopts you, you can save whoever's clothes she is washing, by, you know, like, talking with her to be like, hey, man, don't fucking, like, let's save this person. She doesn't kill anybody,
maybe
but
not,
like
trance, like, maybe it's just folks know who she is and are like, those might be my clothes.
I mean, I watched this one video where it was like, if you know she's around, try to stay away from her. But if you look at her, you have to go up to her.
Okay.
But, like, you don't really want her to look at you. They never really got into why and what happens if she looks at you. I think one of the videos that I watched was, like, if she sees you, she makes you help to wash the clothes.
Oh my God, she gives you chores.
Yeah. And then, like, you realize that, like, if the blood doesn't come out of the clothing, they're your clothes. Like, once you realize that they're your clothes, like, you die or something. I watched, like, a really short TikTok on that. I didn't find that in the websites that I'm going to list on the Patreon thing. Yeah. Or no, not Patreon thing. Whatever.
On the public place that we put sources.
Yeah. So, to go back real quick to fairies being deities, it said that the Ben Nye could have been the Irish goddess, the Morrigan, and the Welsh goddess, Mordron, which she's the mother of Mabon, and the Morrigan is a fucking badass goddess of war, victory, crows, protest, like, all kinds of shit. So talk about a fucking downplay.
And are they all water related?
Well...
Because, like, all of this is cool. Like, why, like...
So a lot of,
Christians
like...
Christians are dumb.
Yeah.
That's my thesis.
A lot of, like, Celtic and, like, other religions, like, pagan religions have gods and goddesses of certain lakes and streams and, like, important rivers. So, right. Like,
and, well, I'm literally just hearing the word moor and being, yeah. Like, water.
I don't... the Morrigan isn't a god or a goddess of lakes, but...
I don't know.
They just put her in there because I think she's, like, kind of, like, all-around mama. I don't know.
Like, mama.
Whatever. In Welsh traditions, we find one other writer named Wirt Sykes, who wrote in the British Goblins. He said that Welsh fairies are close to Norse Teutonic fairies, which are elves, dwarves and trolls, meeses and necks, which I should have looked those up, but I didn't, and mermaids and mermen. But Welsh fairies are elves, mine fairies, household fairies, fairies of lakes and streams and mountains. So, like... There's a lot of concepts of nature.
Right.
Like, I've probably going to keep saying, you know, we've talked about the puka before, but, like, there's so many types of fairies that I'm not getting into.
Right.
Like, the changeling, brownies, leprechauns, hobgoblins. So I'll probably talk about those in a bonus episode, because, like, you know.
Sort of assuming folks have a little basis on those already, so.
Yeah. And if you don't, then I'm sorry.
I could Google it.
Yeah, or become a Patreon member. I don't know.
Yeah, also that. Give us a week and then do that. Well, do it now.
So although fairies have been around for centuries, we can thank good old pop culture for the repopularization of fairies and where fairies started to transform into these dainty, fragile creatures that we usually picture now. William Shakespeare and Elizabethan poets are some of the first to diminish the fae.
Fuck William Shakespeare. That guy's a dickhole.
Yeah, dickhead. Around 1694, Billy Shakespeare wrote A Midsummer's Night
Call
Dream.
Call him Billiam, please.
Billiam. Sorry, I'm sorry, Billiam. Billiam Shakespeare wrote A Midsummer's Night Dream, which
Lame.
Takes place in the fae realm.
Corny as shit. I'm sorry. I really do have an immense hatred for that man.
I didn't know you did. I will ever bring him up again. After this.
Yeah, I mean, keep doing the episode, but fuck that guy.
So the play refers to the fae as small gray-coated gnats and fluttering sprites who swim in the air and ride the whirls of dust. During the Victorian era is
Wait,
where...
Wait, I'm sorry. He called them gnats?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Fuck that. That's
yeah.
annoying.
Well, so, like, that's where some of the size change happens.
Yeah, you're gonna go from, like, this, like, incredible creature of power and might and mysticism, and you're gonna be like, you're a fucking gnat? Like, what a man with no imagination, no yeah. creativity!
This entire time, fairies are basically being diminished. I mean, if they were originally gods and goddesses and, like, water spirits and, like, earth spirits, like, and then they become these, like, kind of weird creatures.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden become really tiny creatures. Like, it's just kind of a lot of fairy hate.
Yeah.
To aid into that, the Victorian era, we have the Brothers Grimm fairy tales, which are closer to some of the older descriptions and stories, but fairy tales eventually pique the interest, you know, in stories for children, like nursery rhymes and nursery tales.
Right.
Turning the Grimm's fairy tales into something more cutesy, and eventually evolving into what we have today. The word pixie didn't become popular until the Victorian era, with it showing up in poems and Peter Pan. The idea of a pixie still existed, but they were called something entirely else, like not a pixie.
Okay.
Pixie's like such a cutesy fucking word.
It is. It sounds cutesy.
Yeah. So it's actually kind of funny doing the research for some of this because you come across all these weird light and love people
mm-hmm.
that are like, you can befriend fairies. How to have the fairies
Don't.
Work in your craft.
Don't. This is an area 215. Please do not. What is it called? Public service announcement. Do not try to befriend the fae, you fucking weirdos.
So then
you
have the
weird.
Other spectrum.
I understand your dreams,
tiny but... iron dagger in
yeah.
your pocket all the time.
Yeah. Well, they don't like iron.
There we go. I mean, I just like the not only am I going, don't do that, here's a little protection.
So then you have the other half that does exactly what Buff just did. Says they're dangerous and don't fucking talk to them.
Just, so, like, let them be.
Honestly, there's a lot of weird rules when it comes to the Fae. Like, you can't say thank you or sorry because it means that they did you a favor.
Right.
And that they'll eventually come and collect that debt from you at any time, whenever the fuck they want. And it could be whatever the hell they want.
It's like a car. Like, it's like when you're in a car accident.
What?
If you're approached by a fairy, don't ever get out of your car and go, I'm sorry, because then it's your fault.
I'm just going to assume everyone should say thank you or I'm sorry. Then I'm going to turn around and be like, hey.
No, but like saying shit like appreciate you, like that just means I
don't be complimentary.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you can. I don't know. I don't know remember if that's in my rules. There's a lot of rules. wait, we're
write them down.
I do. I have them written down. Well, I have some of them written down.
Talk to our listeners who are very diligent. Oh, yeah. Notes.
Write them down. You shouldn't drink or eat anything from the Fae Realm because it can trap you for forever.
That
which
I do, for sure.
I get into the Fae Realm because I like all the weird shit I found. So we'll talk about that and like revisit that in a sec. No dancing. Don't accept gifts. Don't lie. Keep things clean. And with most things,
oh,
never.
Man, what if you are sorry and then you can't lie?
Yeah, you're screwed, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does this connect at all to when Persephone eats fruit from the
I get into that in the Fae Realm thing. So you're already there, dude.
Well, I'm not gonna. A couple of these things are very reminiscent of things that you should not do when fucking around with any other world in a lot of lore. So like, I'm not surprised by a lot of it. The I'm sorry and thank you thing, though, I think is a very good one. But it's like a don't put a welcome mat in, at the front of your door. Like,
well, and the same thing is like one of the last rules that I wrote is never give them your name. But that's mostly with anything. Never give anything your name.
Right.
Because your name has power.
Your name is the most powerful thing.
So like
it's
none
most
of you
powerful word in your world.
Yeah. Which is like, you know, why you should find out like demons' names and stuff like that, because you can.
I signed my name as Chelsea Clinton on most things, so.
There you go.
Who's Clinton?
Who's Clinton?
So the Fae also don't like iron. It hurts them. I didn't really get into the reasons why the Fae and iron aren't a thing. I figured I could do that on a bonus episode.
Is there actually a reason?
Yeah. There's a couple theories, and some of them are.
No, I was just like, kind of. I'm gonna say arbitrary. Like it's just like a thing they don't like.
No. I mean, I guess
it doesn't exist in their world, so it hurts or something.
No, I mean, like, so some of the weird things I found were like, fairies are technically precursors of like original humans, and through evolution, humans started to have like better tools and weapons, mostly made of iron.
Right.
So, like, it's weird. Like, I found a bunch of weird shit about, like, the iron thing. Like, that's why I was like, I don't want to get into all of that now, because I could just do it another day. But, yeah, they don't like iron, so if you don't want a fairy near you, or ghosts.
Is that why you have iron shears in your car?
No, I stole them from Lowe's.
Oh.
They were nice, and I was not spending that much money on them. I actually bought it for the holder that the shears are in.
I was like, there's
cheers. But then I broke it when I was stealing it, so.
Oh, man.
Fucking karma, I guess, for me.
Iron?
Yeah, well, no, not the shears. I broke the holder, but I can fix it.
I don't like iron. It went into my arm once, and then I had to get it irrigated, and it was terrible, and that was bad.
And then you had to get a tetanus shot so you didn't get fucking lockjaw.
Yes, I did. sorry to that nurse I called a bitch 20 times.
You
it's
bitch.
Not your fault. You were trying to help me. I apologize then, and I apologize publicly now.
I hope you're listening.
I mean, I hope so. I was like, you're a bitch. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I'm very sorry. Keep going. It's totally fine. Sorry, you can.
No.
You can keep on moving. I am not talking about anything important.
The Fae, this is just a quick little, the rest of it. So, like, things the Fae do like. Honey, milk, booze, berries, fucking everybody likes that.
Right.
They love to play pranks on mortals, like hiding personal items, spoiling milk, and fucking stealing kids.
It's the spoiling milk thing that I just, I just also, as I say the sentence, the stealing kids thing is weird too.
Yeah, that's a changeling thing primarily,
yeah.
But
I just, like, wouldn't want to do that. That'd be, like, kind of annoying. But you know what I'm going to do? Spoil their milk. And I understand, it's a very dense, caloric, like, drink that was accessible to most people since we've done, like, pasture raising of animals. But, like, what? It's just weird to me.
Well, you don't drink milk, right? I mean, also,
I don't like milk, but just, it's either. Just a silly thing to me.
We don't rely on milk as much as we used to, so that's probably it. And also, fuck big milk, dude. I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Area 215 stands on fuck big milk.
Yeah, and if you want fuck milk. If you want milk, we know a Bonnie?
Oh,
a Bonnie you could talk to.
Yeah, dude, get that milk, baby. She's waiting. She wants to be your mom.
Can we make, like, a waifu version of...
A what?
I'm sorry. You don't know? Never mind. It's like a fucking... It's a personification of an idea that's just, like, hot, sexy lady, but it's, like, the big fucking titted fucking anime chicks.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, like a waifu. Okay. You know, you get it.
Now I know.
Alright, right, so let's do this. I'm talking about fairy realms now. So the fairy realm is just as mysterious and intense as the fae themselves. So most agree that it's a hidden parallel world to ours. There's also this theory that the fae realm is, or at least touching, the land of the dead. Possibly a concept left over from pagan beliefs of, like, what the afterlife is. But there's honestly a lot of connection between the fae and ghosts and spirits and, like, the fae realm being, like, the underworld, almost.
Okay. Is it one of those that's, like, either the underworld or the portal? The middle room? I don't know.
Middle
room?
How to say that.
Yeah, like, it touches both, so it's the bridge, I guess.
So, purgatory type thing? Because yeah, I've also read that, like, a Christian belief.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of, like, what I'm trying... Yeah, that makes sense to say it like that, yeah.
So there are... some of the connections that fae and spirits have is honestly iron. Like, iron also scares away ghosts, apparently.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Ghosts are scared of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they are. The fucking scaredy cats, dude. So there... And even, like, some of the superstitions. Like, minor examples of, like, the fae and, like, death being related are, like, you know, hobgoblins... of Halloween. You have the Banshee and the Doolahan being harbingers of death. Like, there's a lot of weird, like, kind of connections there.
It's, like, it's all connections to, like, the very dark but very necessary things, though. It's, yeah. Like, you can't even be mad at a Banshee because they're just trying to tell you, like, someone you love died. But people are, like, duh! Yeah. About them because it's an inherently terrifying thing.
Yeah.
But, like, poo-pooing of them. I'm like, they're just very necessary creatures, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, they have a purpose, and they're just trying to do their job, guy. Like, leave them alone. Yeah. So, time moves a little bit slower, or, like, not slower, I'm sorry. Time moves just differently in the Fae realm, seemingly suspended compared to the mortal world. There is said to be no illnesses, no aging, and everything's beautiful. So one of the reasons why you shouldn't drink or eat anything from the Fae is because that you can get trapped there, cutting off the connection that you have to the mortal realm, which is similar to the underworld and Hades, like, not consuming anything from the underworld for fear of becoming one of the dead and, like, the whole Persephone thing. So both the underworld and the Fae realm are also subterranean. You enter the Fae realm through a cave, a well, a crevice, you know, all
you
around
down.
Holes.
Well, holes are holes.
Holes are holes, dude.
It's a guy who goes, never mind. It wasn't supposed to be, and then it sounded like it was going to be, so we're just going to, talk about holes.
All right, well, so traveling between worlds is tricky because the body doesn't age in the Fae realm, but the mortal world still lives on, like, the normal laws of reality.
Right.
The body is said to catch up once back into the mortal realm, aging and decaying once you reemerge. Think of, like, kind of some of the fairy tales that we know. Like, Peter Pan didn't want to grow up, so he lives in Neverland, not aging, not dying, even though he's fighting grown-ass fucking adults.
Right.
But, like, he's alive.
If he came back to the mortal world, though, he should be disintegrated.
Yeah.
But well, not it's a children's story, so they're like, hey, you could fly in and out.
Not unless he becomes a fairy.
Right.
Which is basically spirits and, like, you know, dead. Like, you know, that whole thing. Like, right. Yeah, if he came back as a mortal, sure. But I don't think... I think eventually, like, spending enough time there, like, you become one of them.
Well, I would think if you consume enough of the stuff that is yeah. in the area, which is one of the reasons... I don't know. I have a lot of Peter Pan thoughts.
Yeah, well...
We could get into that at a different time.
Yeah, I did reference Peter Pan a little bit. Like, here's another one. Tink even says in Hook that she lives in a place between dreaming and consciousness. Like... You know, this whole concept that the Fae realm is technically also the underworld, like, the place where dead people reside is, like, just, like, weirdly connected. And, like, I thought that that was fucking cool, because I never thought about it like that, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I do think that, like, it's weird how they explain, I don't know, now I'm really thinking about it, the, like, how the fuck? So, Tink... is always weak because nobody believes after there was this like force of shift in belief mm-hmm. where like folks no longer believe in fairies like they used to, that it's a much bigger thing. Like, I don't know. I think it's a very good, weird, like strange backwards way to just be like, this thing is dying. Like this belief is dying.
Well, so it's, if we look at them like actual real living creatures, like, the Fae exist in nature, right. And we're getting rid of all of our nature.
That was a much better way to say.
So we're the there's thought. There's not as many sightings or like as many stories coming out as there used to be because we're also getting rid of nature. So like, if you're in this idea that like the Fae are like wholeheartedly real, like these are real fucking things, you know, we don't see them anymore because like, you know, when was the last time you saw a lake?
I mean, I'm going to a lake in 2 days. I'm not a bad guy.
Whatever, dude. We live in a fucking city, so like... I mean, I don't anymore. There's a tree right there.
But your sentiment is fucking real. I think, like, it's very strange that the lore and, like, what they're trying to get across socially with the metaphors in Peter Pan... I told you I really like Peter Pan. I think are very parallel and very telling.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that movie's from, like, almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, Victorian era is when it was written.
Like, that's more than 100 years ago then, right? That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I think I said, like, the 1600s or some shit. I don't know. So, the Fae are complicated and weird, and reducing the Fae to only these, like, ethereal themes reduces their physical existence. Most of the folklore we have is from witness testimonies, new and old, like... Oh, yeah, there's a leprechaun in the basement. Let's see if he bleeds green. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, you gotta fucking put glue on the... oh, was it a sheet pan? You just put glue on a yes. sheet pan.
These testimonies of sightings carry even into modern times, like the Leprechaun of Chicago. Do you remember that fucking viral video, Where the Gold At?
A couple years ago?
Well, I guess not a couple, but...
I grew up with this, like, there was this Irish family around, and, like, the idea of, like, talking about leprechauns. I didn't realize people weren't talking about leprechauns, like, literally all year long for a very long time. Because, like, it was one of my classmates, as in, like, elementary school, his mom would come in and just, like, give Irish history. Like, it was very weirdly cool. She always had, like, these very cool things to say, but it wasn't just in March.
Yeah.
She would come back like at least twice a year. And I was like, this is fucking cool. Yeah, she was like a little like mythical lady. She was cool.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into leprechauns later, or not later, but like in the bonus episode to maybe talk about like why.
Why?
Or maybe that could just be like a whole thing, like why leprechauns are March.
Yeah.
Or like why we decided that. So there are still plenty of people that won't call them fairies, too. That's why we have so many names for them. Like, the wee folk, the good folk, like,
right.
Hilda folk. Like,
is it about a calling, though?
What do you mean?
Because it's about using the word fairy.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
The more you say it, the more relevant they are to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said that before. Like, you know, there's plenty of people in, like, Islamic and, like, Middle Eastern places that still won't, like... I won't say it just in case there are people there, but basically, like, the thing from Aladdin that's blue. Wow. Like, Robin Williams. We talked about that before. But basically... Like, saying words, like, just, you know, the more that you I'm say sorry. Something, the more real it is. Like who do you believe?
The way you said that just made me laugh, and I should not be continuing to laugh. It was the pointing.
You know what I meant.
No, but, no, I mean, that's real. And it's because of what Chelsea is saying. I think a lot of people believe that. They're like, if you talk about it, it becomes real. It's Freddy Krueger, man, like.
Yeah, yeah. Which
I'm
is
still mindful of things I say in front of my damn mirror.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't play with that.
I just don't look in mirrors, no. So that helps.
So there's also still laws that are, like, against assuring certain hills and mounds that communities still believe that are home of the Fae.
We should have more of those. We should have more of those laws.
I mean, literally, Ireland, I mean, you, I know you sent the, like, TikTok to me, but, like, that's real. Like,
no,
maybe Batman did. But it was,
Whatever.
It was, like, the whole, like... There was a road that needed to be built, and it was going to pass by a fairy mound, or, like, pass through.
Oh,
so everybody was like, Ireland, knock that shit down. Me. And they were like, nah, we're just gonna spend the extra money to go around.
Yeah, they spent, like, a whole bunch of years and got a bunch of engineers involved, and we're like, what if we just went around it? And they're like, that's great, because you wanna know what? It's a fucking religious site. You know what we should stop doing? Fucking up religious sites. And I don't even like religion! Just stop being a dick!
Don't be a dick!
When your religion has to do with protecting nature, cool.
Mm.
That's my thoughts. As a politician.
Like, vote for Buff.
Don't.
I'm just gonna write your name in the ballot. It's fine, you'll get one.
So with the introduction of technology and sci-fi, we can also categorize some alien stories as Fae stories.
Cool! Like, Talk about it loud.
It's like the whole thing of the Goblin universe. Like, anything weird that happens could essentially be related depending on your perspective.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, like, the Fae are also, actually, I just found this out, so there's not a lot of info on this yet because I just found it, but the Fae are also being blamed for the missing 411. Like, that's, like, a thing. Like, snatching people from the woods and taking them into the fairy realm.
I mean, like, yeah, I get it, but that... At that point, it just seems like a cop out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea of fairies has always been around and seemingly is here to stay. The stories, the origin, you know, all of this is going to continue. I feel like as long as the human race is around, snatching kids and stealing shit, spoiling milk and whatever.
Right, right.
As long as that there's always somebody to blame for the weird things that happen, I feel like fairies are still going to exist.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very necessary metaphor and a very necessary thing to believe in.
Yeah.
So I hear that. Like that, I feel like you're very right. And now we have like media and pop culture, and even if they're only here in a tiny capacity... People like learning and they like relearning history.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a big old circle where all of a sudden people are pumped about fairies again.
Yeah. I think that's starting to happen now.
Beyond the like manic pixie thing. Like yeah. It's going to be like an actual like cool, we believe in these. But I do think not many people know how powerful they used to be.
Yeah, well, so that's kind of why...
And I think that's an important thing to...
That's why I did it the way that I did, because, like, if you think about it as being, like, fairies were originally, like, deities, like, all powerful... Well, not all powerful, but, like, powerful deities. And now they've been
more
reduced...
More powerful than me.
Again, yeah, I mean, more powerful
really
than me. But I'm not saying all powerful, because, I mean, there's plenty of fucking pagan, like... belief systems and pantheons that you can look and watch some of these fucking people fuck shit up.
Right.
Like.
But they're fucking powerful.
Yeah, they're powerful, but they still make mistakes. So yeah, I don't want to say all powerful.
Even when you were talking about like, oh yeah, they used to be really powerful. Like, I didn't process that as like being a deity until today.
Yeah.
I thought you just meant like, yeah, there were numbers of them. There was a whole bunch of them. So
I mean, there's that too.
It was a big belief system, but like, kind of thought they were around the same amount of, like, strength and prowess,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. But that's basically all I have on fairies. There's only one little thing that I wrote, if I have time, so I didn't do a lot of research on it, because
cool.
I have probably about the amount of time that I thought I would. So there's a thing called radical fairies that was just, I just found out about this. My trainer, Asher, had told me about it. So radical fairies are a queer anti-establishment movement originally of gay men, but now encompasses all LGBTQ+, that adopts elements of anarchism and environmentalism.
Cool.
So
see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We need to protect those fairies.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I brought it up, because, like, I thought that was cool. And, like, I could probably go into more, like, you know, there's so much about language when I was reading about this, like, different versions of why the fae means this and where the word fairies came from and, like, what it means in different cultures. But
etymological,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but, like, honestly, like, I think it's cool to take the word fairy and,
what
like...
What did I just become?
And, like, look at it like that, like, radical fairies. Like, they're yeah. turning something that was a slur into something that's, like, a little bit more powerful.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Which, like, I think is sick.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
That's what I mean. Like, they're, fucking... like, I can get into, like, the fae thing is long. Like, you can get into the ethereal creatures, like, and you can also just get into just the terminology and how, you know, why.
Life effects of what it is.
Yeah.
Dude. You know, I wrote my whole paper and fucking my like final paper in college about reclamation of words. And when you were talking about the use of the word fairy, I literally thought you meant like talking about mythological creatures. I didn't even think of a slur until like this moment. So I now realize that what I said was dick bag moves. But yeah, reclaim all the words. I'm big into that. I really like the name of that organization. That's fantastic.
And they've been around for years.
Yeah,
like,
that's
literal
awesome.
Years. Like, there's a couple, there's a radical fairy house in West Philly. And, like, Asher was telling me when, as they grew up in, I think, like, I don't know, somewhere on the Pacific Northwest, it was bigger there. Like, they were saying that, like, there were times where they would go into the woods and, like, hang out by, like, the stream, and they would see, like, green glitter everywhere. And they'd be like, oh, fairies were here. Like,
no, that's fucking cool, and I now want to fucking find those folks and
yeah.
just shake their hands and be like, thank you, friend.
You could be a part of them if you want. But, yeah, that's
you know
what I...
You know, I'm really good at social stuff. Just really nailing groups and stuff.
That's
but no, I mean, if you're part of the Radical Fairies,
area215pod@gmail.com
or find us on Instagram. Talk to me.
Yeah,
to me.
Honestly, that's... We'll just put all of the things in here. area_215 at Instagram. You already just gave
dot
us...
.org.
Yeah, .com/farts. I don't know. What's our the rest of our shit? You can find us on those internets. Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/area215. Oh, we have a new person. Hannah Godey. What's up?
Hi.
Thank you for doing the things. Hannah wants to talk about one of their weird cryptid experiences, and we're going to let them at some point because they're a Patreon member. And you can, too!
Yeah! You can be a Patreon...
I can send you a whole nonsense of the things I've experienced?
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. God damn it!
We literally ask everybody all the time, write me your fucking dumb shit.
Long email. We'll read.
I know we have, like, a little bit of a working setup now, but, like, we can mic you up for something and have you tell the story if you want to do that.
Oh, my God.
Floating baby Jesus.
Yes.
I forgot. You do have a lot of stories. I'm just thinking of, like, what you told me about, like, the South with your mom.
You're going to have to just come in and talk about it.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know.
I don't even know if that's an email.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a whole ass thing.
It's like a flash drive. Just made my joke. Get out of my head. Do we do Ko-fi if you want to?
Yeah, one time tip us if you don't feel like being a Patreon member. If
you can
just
more
feel
than
like...
one time tip us, but
yeah, but if you don't feel like being like a monthly person, yeah, I don't know, man. What do you think?
I think we're good.
No, I mean, like, what do you think of the episode?
Oh, it was good, man. I'm still reeling from the fact that I missed the slur.
Oh.
I feel real bad about that.
See, well, no, like, let's, like, all right, never mind.
And listen, I've been called a fairy a whole bunch of times, like, but usually I get butch, usually I get dyke, you know, so, like, I like calling myself a butch and a dyke now, and I'm glad we're taking Fairy back. It makes me happy.
Yeah, let's do it.
And don't give me that. Yeah, of course I got called. It's because they called gay kids in the 90s.
Yeah, it's actually a very, I feel like 90s. It's definitely not a very 90s term because the radical fairies started, like, I think in like the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. So it's been a term for a while.
A very long time.
But I feel like maybe.
I just was thinking FAE. Yeah. And like, I can't get that out of my brain. And I think in letters. Yep, that's a thing.
Okay, well, I'm in the actual episode and not...
It was a great episode.
All right, whatever.
It was so good. I'm so happy you did this episode. It was very fun. All
right. Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't know. I feel like a powerhouse through that, but we still...
It's okay. We got a whole bunch of content. We're going to have more. That's good. It's a big topic. You nailed it. I think it was great.
Thanks. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, man, you did a fucking great job. It made me really happy.
All right, cool.
Don't edit any of this out. I'm just going to be hyping you up for the listeners.
Wee.
Sam the Hot Vodka
now? I put... Can I be like Sir Charles Hot Vodka? I changed my name.
Dr. Professor Nightwolf Sam Hot Vodka.
Nightwolf. Sick. Would you like me to... This is Dr... surgeon orthopedic.
Oh, I'm Doctor Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Doctor Cancer?
Doctor. That's it. Doctor Cancer. Someone made me a name tag at work. It sounds really bad when I say it like that, but that's how they wrote it. It had the weird Nordic O's, and there was a K, so I say Doctor. I don't know, man.
All right, and this is Chelsea.
Esquire.
All right, guys.
I was dance, motherfuckers.
Fucking smell you later. See you in the Fey Realm, bitches.